This is Dr. Schumacher dictating Congress note, which is a home visit note on Joseph Morissette. M-O-R-I-S-E-T-T-E is the last name. And Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. That's Morissette, M-O-R-I-S-S-E-T-T-E. Date of service was September the 22nd, 2022. Imperial, Mr. Morissette was seen at his home regarding syncope and falls, period. Imperial history. Mr. Morissette Mr. Syncope passed out 2 days ago in Dr. Taraji, the T-R-A-K-J-I's office, period. He thinks it was for seconds, period. He was dizzy and he was sitting in a chair, and he passed out, period. He says it usually happens when sitting or standing, and it has happened before, period. He went to the hospital a month or so ago because of this, but no arrhythmias were found, and they could not document orthostasis, period. Also, yesterday he did feel dizzy, and he feels dizzy off and on, period. He is on various antihypertensives, period. There have been a couple med changes done recently since the last time I saw him, period. His digoxin has been stopped, period. His memantine has been stopped, period. Neurology has put him on baclofen 10 milligrams twice a day, period. His hydralazine has been increased to 50 milligrams twice, three times a day, period. He is stable from the standpoint of his heart failure and is not short of breath, period. He remains on furosemide 40 milligrams daily, period. He does have atrial fibrillation, but is not on any, he is using Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. Entresto has been continued by cardiology, period. He has only slight edema now of his legs, period. Apart, when he had his syncope episode 2 days ago, he felt a bit clammy and then was dizzy and passed out, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, and he has had a slight weight loss. Eye, no complaints, ENT. His hearing's not too bad, although slightly decreased. Respiratory, no current dyspnea or cough, but he gets short of breath easily. Could have asked for no current chest pain or palpitation. GI, no abdominal pain. He does sometimes have constipation. GU, no dysuria, and there's mild decrease in the stream. CNS, no headaches or seizures, but he does have paresthesias of his hands and feet. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and his sugars are relatively stable, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma, stroke, glaucoma, depression, diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, ulcerative colitis, hiatal hernia, cirrhosis, psoriasis, gout, chronic back pain, atrial fibrillation. Restless leg syndrome, coronary artery disease. New paragraph, family history. His father died at 72 of a prostate cancer and had neoplasm in the liver, period. Mother died at 46 and she had a myocardial infarction and had diabetes mellitus. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or severely ill-appearing, period. He did walk around the house okay, but was a bit lightheaded. Vitals. His blood pressure was 140 over 76 laying and 100 over 60 standing. Pulse 82. Temperature 97.2. O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck. People with equal reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Exoculums normal. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal to inspection. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheeze or crackles. Period. Percussion was normal. Period. There's no excessive muscle use of breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No gallop. No murmur. Slight edema, 1+. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial nerves grossly normal. Sensation intact. Gait had trace unsteadiness. We did get around okay. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry. New paragraph assessment plan 1. Mr. Morissette had syncope, most likely either vasovagal or due to orthostasis, period. Orthostatic hypotension was not demonstrated in the hospital, but I did get orthostatic hypotension today, period. However, he didn't seem to have symptoms when I got the varied blood pressure, period. I have asked him to get up slowly and sit before standing. And possibly do foot dorsiflexion exercise before standing, period. I will reduce the hydralazine to 25 milligrams twice a day, period. New paragraph, he has diabetes mellitus, but that's stable, and his last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7. I believe it was about 2 months or so ago, period. New paragraph, so he also sees Dr. Bockley, and Dr. Bockley is also monitoring his medications, period. He is on metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and also Soliqua, S-O-L-I-Q-U-A, 100/33, 20 units daily, period. This is a combination of Glargine and exenatide. New paragraph, for neuropathies and gabapentin, 800 milligrams TID. And I did refill that, period. New paragraph has chronic pain that's severe, including the back and neuropathic pain, and remains on morphine sulfate, 45 units every 12 hours if needed, period. He has COPD and alkalinity bravana by nebulizer twice a day. And he has the albuterol HFA puffer available, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN, period. New paragraph, he's been put on baclofen 10 milligrams twice a day for spasms, period. Atrial fib is heart rate stable. I will continue to diltiazem 120 milligrams daily plus Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Plus carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. I hope I came through. It cut me off.